episode 6 of Don't Be That Girl, where we discuss engaging in topics related to relationships and dating in our community. This platform is built to get us talking, men and women, to each other and not at each other. We want to keep this conversation going in the cities and living rooms across the nation. Thank you for joining us. I am your host, Mahogany Moore, relationship strategist to women looking to date the man that they desire and not the one that they are attracting. Our topic today, what value do I really place on myself? All right, y'all. So this is a topic that is serious and one that I think has been created into a gimmick, and I really enjoy and want to get into it. Last week, we had a conversation about what does it look like? What does value look like? How does it look on the outside, right? To a man or to others without you having to say anything, right? How do you demonstrate your value? How do you show your value without saying a word? But then that kind of begged the question of, do I know my value? I think oftentimes we think that we do, and we can dress up value very well, especially in this day and age of social media, right? It is easy to create a 30-second reel or to create a 28-character So what is that litmus test? Here it is. You ever hear when you were growing up and your mom, I know mother says all the time, your mom or your whoever your mom, your auntie, grandma, whoever raised you, something like, you know, you are like the five people that the closest people around you. They even say that like in career development. The closest people around you, the top five people, the closest people around you, that's who you are. Well, the same analogy applies in dating with the opposite sex or same sex, whatever you are, whoever you date. What you attract, that whatever you attract is a true reflection on something going on internally. Real talk. So think now, here's your litmus test. Think back to the last five partners or the last five men that either tried to holler at you, that you dated, that you had a intimate or sexual relationship with, or you were in a true committed relationship with. Think about those relationships, right? Go ahead, I'm gonna give you a minute. Think of them. I'm hoping you know their names, all five. Were they all positive? How did they end? Were there any commonalities? What was wrong with them? What was good about them? Right? Usually, what will happen wherever you are in your life, right? There will be a commonality. Some of us have a commonality in maybe the men don't get to commitment. Or the last five, three out of five, they can't seem to keep it in band, so they're always cheaters. Or four out of five, I'm always loaning them money, giving them rides. They're just not the man to the level that I would like to see them financially, right? Or perhaps you are in relationships with men, perhaps that they're great guys, they're nice, but there's something missing. They're just not on your level. And maybe intellectually, they just don't stimulate you intellectually, spiritually, emotionally, right? And for some odd reason, it's just not getting there. Take you on great dates, want to have a relationship with you, but it's just not hitting. You can't figure it out. But there's always going to be a commonality. That's your litmus test. That's your litmus test. That is how you know, number one, that's one piece of a litmus test. if there's something to work on in your value, because you attract who you are. It's not saying that you devalue yourself. It's saying that we are always evolving. We always have something to work on, and we attract who we are. Same thing with your girlfriends. Same thing with your friends. At the end of the day, if you look at the people that you hang out with the most, you are a lot like them. And if you don't believe it, baby, trust and believe, you are. You are. The other one is sit down, get a piece of paper. Piece of paper and a pen. Write on the piece of paper, over to the left column, the numbers 1 through 10. And then out of 1 through 10, you're going to take this piece of paper and the pen, and you're going to go into a room without your phone, without the TV on, no music, nothing. You're going to shut the door in solitude. You need the light on because you have to write. But what you're going to do is take the time and sit down and write out your 10 intrinsic qualities. Intrinsic meaning not physical. Intrinsic meaning not external. Intrinsic meaning not something that you produce, but something that is inner. Something that is something about you that you give off, who you are. And if you do not automatically are able to spill off and just be able to give off 10 great things about yourself, if you stop at 3 or if you stop at 1, ma'am, there's some work to be done on your value. And that is okay. That's why we are here today. Because we're really here to talk about, what value do I really place on my life? What value do I really place on my temple? What value do I really place on who I am? Because before you ever, 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 ever can really expect anyone else to see your value, know your value, treat you the way that you expect them to treat you, you first have to believe it yourself, know it yourself, be able to articulate it yourself. And the truth of the matter is, when you're there, you really can do it. You literally will be able to go into that dark space. Well, not dark space, that quiet space. And you can write it out. However, when you've got work to do, when you have inner work to do, there is a block. There's a block. It usually is some trauma. It usually is some hurt, some pain, some heartbreak. And we're going to get into it. That's the 4 tips. It's the mahogany method. Part of the mahogany method of getting us from the man that we're attracting to the man that we desire, part of the mahogany method first is understanding and knowing our value. So this is going to cost you free 99. So we are here, baby. We are doing it. Mahogany method. 4 tips. This is the first one on how to increase our value in order to get the attraction. It really, really works. Tip number 1, if you find commonalities in the last 5 dudes, if you write out or you cannot write out those 10 intrinsic qualities immediately while you are sitting in that room, I'm going to need you to go down and find you a therapist. Now, you don't need to have health insurance for a therapist. If you have never had a psychotherapist before and you're not comfortable with one, please come and talk to me about it. Seriously. My link is in my bio. My calendar is available. I do free consultations so I can walk you through how to find one in your area. If you're not comfortable face-to-face, they have therapy services that you can do them remotely now. You don't have to even have insurance, and they're not expensive. And you also know that seeing a therapist is someone that you should feel comfortable with. So why? The question is why? Why mahogany? Why? Why should I see a therapist? I don't understand. Why I gotta talk to me? Why can't I talk to my friends? Why? Because they are trained. They're skilled. They are clinical. And the purpose is because when we are sometimes stuck in a place in current state, it's because usually there's something from our past that we have not dealt with. And that's actually going to take us into tip two. But the therapist, the therapy is usually supposed to be, not supposed to, but it is. Because if it's not, you're in the wrong one. But therapy is a safe place. You need a non-biased, safe, neutral place to talk. Talking is the opportunity for you to get it out and to work through anything that identifies where you've been, what has happened, and to bring out and identify where you are going in life. So one, you need a therapist. I have a therapist. I literally have had a therapist since 2010. Therapy at this point is maintenance. It is sometimes, and I've switched up. I've gone from doing it twice a month to once a month, you know. And when I'm in a really good place, I might, you know, just do it once a quarter, right? And then every so often, something happens in my life and I'm in a more stressful place, or I'm evolving, I'm in transition, and I know I need to ramp it up. I've even changed my therapist because of the type of evolution that my life is in. And so I know I need different types of specialties. And so if you don't go to my calendar, you don't want to do a consultation, and you still want to ask more questions, please go to mahogany_more on my Instagram, right? And DM me and we can talk about it. I don't mind, because I'm so serious. Our mental health care is so extremely important. Especially, it's important in all communities, don't get me wrong. It's important across the board, but especially in the African American community, because we are plagued with depression and suicide. And we have the stigma that we don't need help. We've been told we don't need help. We have been forbidden from having help. We've been shamed into not having help. And I'm very passionate about that. So one tip, therapy. Got it? Do it. Two, here's a great one. Therapy is great, and it gets you to help you to sit in your pain. What do we mean by sit in your pain? Oftentimes, we get in and out of these relationships, and our hearts are broken. More than our hearts are broken, sometimes we literally experience pain. Like, our heart is not just broken, but it is painful. We go through pain. We work hard. Sometimes if you're a single mom, you're the mom, you're the mother and the father. If you were married, you're the wife and the husband. That is a lot to process. But we live in a world that works so fast, that moves so fast. And we have so much stimulation in the world with social media, entertainment, and us always trying to feel good, that we forget that sitting in the pain is actually where the lesson is learned. Sitting in the pain, sitting in the moment, feeling that emotion is what actually takes you to knowing your value. Sitting in the pain is where you learn the lesson. When you learn the lesson is where you learn your growth. When you get your growth is where you find your endurance. When you find your endurance is where you find your value. Baby, you got to sit in the pain. A lot of times we move in fear. We stay in relationships we know we should not be in out of fear. Why? Because you didn't sit in pain from the last relationship. I'm going to repeat that because I don't think you heard me. Sometimes we are sitting in a relationship we know we ain't got no business being in. We are unhappy and we're there still out of fear. Why? Because the last jacked up relationship, dysfunctional, that we had no business in, when we finally got out of that one, we did not do the work. We did not sit in the pain. We did not learn the lesson. And now we're in this one and we're operating again out of fear. You don't know your value, ma'am. You don't know your value, sis. Learn your value. Tip three. We talked last time about, we did the small litmus test of your last 5 men. This time you're going to go 5 years back. 5 years. You're going to take the piece of paper that you had written, the numbers 1 to 10, you're going to turn it over. And on the back side, you're going to go 1 through 5. You're going to space it out because now you need to look at your years 1 through 5. And year 1, year 2, year 3, year 4, year 5, you got to go through the men you dated, the relationships, and your partners. And you need to go into that space, no phone, no music, no TV, by yourself. And this is going to take a few sessions. And this is why where therapy comes in, right? Because you can even do this in your therapy. Or you take it, you know, you could journal it out. You could talk to your therapist about it. But you got to talk through the last 5 years. Think them through. Meditate. Think about what happened. And then be honest with yourself. Literally, factually, historically, think through the relationships. How often do we do that, right? How often do we go back? Why is that important? Because it takes you into step four. The last fourth one is all about self. It's self. And it's three pieces of self. So the fourth tip here in finding your value is being self-aware, self-accountable, and self-assessment. It's all about self. So now that you've gone back to the 5 years, now that you're learning how to sit in your pain, now you are becoming self-aware. It is so easy, and we do this all the time. He did this. He won worth-ish, you know. If he had only, women have it so hard. But at the end of the day, you know what? The truth of the matter. And I know this for myself, so I'm going to speak in the first person. Mahogany allowed it. I allowed it. Because Mahogany, that's not first person. I is first person. That was funny. I allowed it. You get what I'm talking? You get where I'm going with this? I allowed it, though. So why did I allow that mess to happen in my life? Why did I allow someone to treat me less than I know I deserve over and over again? Why would I allow someone to come into my life? Why would I allow you to come in and out and disrespect me in that manner? Why? Why? I did that. Not him. He did what I allowed him to do. That's called being self-aware. Then being self-accountable is, am I going to now make a change? Or am I going to continue in the same pattern? Here's the thing. Here's the rub. If you stay in the same pattern, you're still self-accountable, but at least you're owning up to it, sis. Own up to your stuff. But be accountable and understand the repercussions and the consequences of what you choose. Be aware. Be aware of where you are, of where you've been. And if you continue in that pattern of where you've been for the past 5 years and where you are today, and if that pattern continues, let's say you can't get a committed relationship, a monogamous relationship, but that's what you want, but you have not seen that happen. Baby, it ain't them. Guess what? The common denominator is you. Be accountable for your behaviors. Have your behaviors changed? If they have not, what are you going to do about it? Lastly, if you decide to make a change, that's where the third self comes in, your self-assessment. Every 6 months or so, right? Every 6 weeks, every 6 months, every year, be on a good cadence that you come back and you look. And you always want to look and see, you know, have I made a shift? Have I made a change? I told myself, maybe, let's say, for instance, you realize, I don't know, we're going to throw one out there. Let's say you always meet individuals that always want to just treat you like, I don't know, you are a stripper. Like, you know, you're easy. Stripper's a bad word, but like you're easy, okay? Self-assessment is maybe you don't carry yourself like a lady. Maybe you're not dressing that way. Maybe you're not speaking in that way. Maybe you realize that it's really you. You had to change your persona and how you carried yourself, which there was also it was introspection. It was all in how you looked at yourself, your speech, your association, right? You made a change. So now 3 months from now, 6 months from now, you've made the change in how you dress. You made the change in how you talk. You made the change in how you, your posture when you're out with men and how you carry yourself. Your grace is different. Your femininity is different. Your tone is different. You're now carrying yourself. You are more receiving, but not receiving in a more sexual way, but more receiving in a feminine, more emotional, spiritual method. And so now you're wondering, you look back and say, is there a shift? Is there a shift in how people are attracted to me? Who am I attracting? What does it look like? If you see a shift, you're moving in the right direction. If you do not see a shift, self-assessment says I need to go back. So the four tips in this part of the Mahogany Method, part one, your value, is one, therapy. Two, sit in your pain. Three, look back 5 years and truly do a historical record of your relationships. And four, it's all about self. Self-aware, self-assessment, self-accountable. All about self. You have to look inward. When we do these things, ladies, you are powerful beyond your measure. When we do these things, ladies, this is where the attraction happens. It's not external, it is internal. We then sometimes, it even carries over into our careers, it carries over into our children, it carries over into our friends. Because when you learn and you're able to really look at your life and you pause, you date yourself, you have self-care, you take the time, you will then see the shift. The universe will bring you what it is that not only that you want, but you deserve, because you are literally putting in motion. You're putting in the work, and therefore the universe is blessing you with the gift that you deserve. So I really want to know what your thoughts are. As usual, please go out to our Instagram page. That's where we do most of our conversations. Mahogany_more. On Instagram, tell a friend, tell a family member. Keep following us. I just love talking to y'all. And let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, y'all.